Proverbs 30, verse 5, from our reading for today. The believer replied, "Every promise of God proves true. He protects everyone who runs to him for help." Is that true? He does, doesn't he? How many times have you been in trouble and you run to him and he's put protection all around you? In fact, when we were praying about Josiah, I just saw a band of angels, and I was just calling them down all around him to protect him as he's in Afghanistan. King James says, always checking it out with King James, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful verse for us to hold on to today. Cross-reference for this verse is Psalms 12, verse 6. "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times." His word is pure.
Yes,
it is. It is pure, and that's what the psalmist is saying. The word of God is pure. In a world of corruption, his word is pure, very pure. And Psalms 119, verse 140, "The word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." I kind of like J. Vernon McGee. And this is what he said about it. He says, "Nothing will clean you up like the word of God. Every word of God is pure. It's better than any soap. It's a miracle cleanser." Amen. I like that. That's kind of down to earth, isn't it? Let's stand and let's say this verse from both translations as we make our way into worship and celebrating Jesus. That's what it's all about. The believer replied, "Every promise of God proves true. He protects everyone who runs to him for help. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." With that, we can celebrate Jesus. He did it for us. He's there for us. And the Father does care about us. Is that true?
That's right.
So who are we going to celebrate this morning? Let's do it.